Following are the public messages that were given to Heaven's Messenger, Maureen Sweeney Kyle, from Maranatha Spring and Shrine, home of Holy Love Ministries, from Friday, October 23rd, through Thursday, October 29th, 2020. October 23rd, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, as it happens, the underside of evil has revealed itself in the last couple of days. In the religious realm, the Pope played his hand of lending tacit approval of homosexuality by encouraging homosexual couples to marry civilly, a right he does not have in the Church. It will cost many souls. In the political world, the Democratic candidate blurted out that he planned to shut down the petroleum industry. What a sad statement for his regard for the economic welfare of this nation. These actions and statements only reveal the tip of the iceberg. Evil upon evil is planned, which has not been revealed yet in both realms of reality. Today, the real judge of choices spoken and made is the truth. Hypocrisy costs many souls. You cannot stand for one thing, but have a hidden agenda lurking just below the surface. Always search out truth in making choices as to who you should support. A note is given to read 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, 13 through 15. But we are bound to give thanks to God always for you, brethren, beloved by the Lord, because God chose you from the beginning to be saved, through sanctification by the Spirit and belief in the truth. To this he called you through our gospel, so that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brethren, stand firm and hold to the traditions which you were taught by us, either by word of mouth or by letter. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 24th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, children, once again, I remind you, it is not who you obey, but what you obey that stands meritorious before me. Obey my commandments first and foremost. This has to be the foundation of all your thoughts, words, and actions. Use the resources I have entrusted to you in a way which builds up my kingdom I have given you. This includes fossil fuels. I would not have provided them if it was not my will that you use them to the best of your ability. Make your choices, political too, in a way which pleases me. Do not support anyone who is dishonest. This is the same as supporting evil. Expose fraud and all evil. Satan cannot exist in the light. If you do all these things, trust that I will be with you, supporting you against every enemy. A note is given to read Psalm 4, 2 through 3. O sons of men, how long will you be dull of heart? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 25th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, today I urge your nation to pray for discernment. It is evident that this is a gift of the Holy Spirit which is lacking. Discernment sorts out good from evil and assists the soul in making good decisions. It is this gift which sees the long-term effects of choices made. Discernment, which is genuine, is based upon wisdom. Poor discernment gives way to rash judgment. Poor discernment leaps to conclusions and does not fully understand every angle of its choices. While some choices are more important than others, it would be most beneficial to pray for discernment before you decide on anything. At the same time, be prepared to discover Satan clothed in goodness. The Holy Spirit is eager to help each soul to make righteous decisions. Therefore, pray to Him and listen to His quiet suggestions. True discernment learns to recognize His voice. A note is given to read Acts chapter 2, verse 17. "And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams." Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father. October 26th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Pray that all evil which opposes honesty is disarmed. Make of your hearts a refuge of truth." This is the first step in establishing a remnant church. The remnant, like everything else, must be in hearts first before it can be in the world. Do not support or believe anything which opposes the tradition of faith, no matter who the source is. The remnant must prepare to withstand the heat of controversy. Once again, I remind you, do not follow titles with the motive of obeying just titles. Pray to recognize the truth. The more influence a person has over others, the more he is under attack by evil forces. This is why the remnant must form now in hearts and stand for the tradition of faith openly. I am protecting the remnant now and always. A note is given to read 2 Timothy chapter 4, 1 through 5. "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word, be urgent in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching, for the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own likings, and will turn away from listening to the truth and wander into myths. As for you, always be steady, endure suffering, do the work of an evangelist, fulfill your ministry." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father. October 26th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, make of your hearts a secure refuge, a secret place in which to nurture the tradition of faith." October 27th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "The goals of this country are peace and security. So then, you do not want to elect leaders who would dismantle these goals. As it is, this nation is a leader in the free world. It must be an example of freedom to less fortunate nations, Nations who lack the natural resources I have given abundantly to this country. Your Constitution is a model for other nations to implement in their own governments. It would be a grave error to see it as an obstacle to freedom and dismantle it. It stands to reason that your choices for leadership should use the Constitution as a firm foundation of law and order. Lawlessness is a foundation of lack of freedom and a general rule of chaos. Understand that you need a strong leader, one devoted to all that your nation was founded upon. Progressiveness is a byword for weak leadership. A note is given to read Colossians chapter 2, 8 through 10. See to it that no one makes a prey of you by philosophy and empty deceit, according to human tradition, according to the elemental spirits of the universe, and not according to Christ. For in him the whole fullness of deity dwells bodily, and you have come to fullness of life in him, who is the head of all rule and authority. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.
October 28th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "The reason my presence is in your midst each day is my desire to convert the heart of the world. As this is my will, these messages have been propagated far and wide. The content of the messages is making a difference. There are still millions who have not heard of holy love, so we continue, we persevere. Satan counters these messages with his own plans that he places in hearts. One such attack is the diverse presidential campaign in your country. It is so clearly a contest between good and evil. What is remarkable is the fact that so many people do not pick up on that. So many just see politics and not the forces between good and evil trying to hold the upper hand in the future of this nation. I am calling you to become a nation of prayer that does not make hasty choices. Pray and reflect before you support one or the other of the candidates you are given to choose from. Through prayer, you will most certainly see my will for you. This is true in regards to any choice you are given to make. Be united in prayer." A note is given to read Philippians chapter 2, 1 through 2. "So if there is any encouragement in Christ, any incentive of love, any participation in the Spirit, any affection and sympathy, complete my joy by being of the same mind, having the same love, being in full accord and of one mind." Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.
October 29th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, I speak now to this great nation, the United States. You are not united in spirit the way I desire that you be. This election process is dividing you instead of uniting you in the truth. You need to look for the truth in the midst of the issues. Otherwise, you will not find a safe harbor in the truth, but you will be tossed about on the waves of controversy like a ship in a stormy sea. Much is being hidden from you by one party. Their full agenda of action is not in plain sight. Just recently, they revealed their plan to shut down the petroleum industry. This would have major consequences, not only to the economy, but to everyday life. This is only the tip of the iceberg. You need openness and honesty in any election.
This nation was founded on the truth by people who were running from dictatorship. In truth, you need to maintain that same spirit of independence. Deceit and hypocrisy would destroy any nation if they chose a leader secretly clothed in these faults. Be united in the spirit of truth so that political issues can readily be resolved. A note is given to read Ephesians chapter 4, 1 through 6. I, therefore, a prisoner for the Lord, beg you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all lowliness and meekness, with patience, forbearing one another in love, eager to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to the one hope that belongs to your call, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of us all, who is above all, and through all, and in all. Scripture verses asked to be read by God the Father.